Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everybody's not Beyonce, all right? Everybody's not going to be able to execute the vocals and execute the dancing at the same time. Some people got to lip sync a little bit. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast in the world.
Yes, in the whole wide world.
Yes, this podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here is where we like to keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, cultural savant Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A Dub.
It's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Fresh new week.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh new topics.
Yes.
All right. Sadly, another one of our beloved hip hop artists passed away this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give some love and respect to Black Rob, who lost his life due to some health battles he was facing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that same note, we have DMX. The plans for his funeral have been announced. We got the details on that. Plus, people have a lot to say about Saweetie's performance at the Jake Paul fight this past weekend.
So a lot to say.
Yeah, we'll get to that too. And a Lil Durk show ended in chaos, and somebody might be taking legal action. Woo. All right, let's get to it. We lost another one, man.
Sad weekend. Sad
weekend. Come on. The classic hip hop artists just keep falling.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard yet, Black Rob, the creator of the song Whoa, the classic. That's just one of his classics, though.
Yeah.
But the one he's most known for, the creator of that song, he passed away this past weekend. A few days ago, we had just talked about how he was battling kidney disease and he was homeless and struggling really bad. And a lot of people didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
So we just found out about that. They just got the GoFundMe up and running. People just started to kind of like tap in to start helping him.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, we find out he's passed away.
Yeah, and that was crazy to me because once he was out the hospital and had that other video, like he was like, you know, out the hospital bed at least. But, you know, mm-hmm. of course, he was still going through it. And it's like, I thought he was that good.
Right.
So I don't know. But then, yeah, it just happened.
And it was really crazy because Diddy was the one, well, not Diddy personally, but Revolt was the one who, the news outlet that broke the story.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were questioning that because, you know, when Black Rob announced that he was going through his health problems and that he was homeless, a lot of people were looking at Diddy like, well, Black Rob was signed a Bad Boy. Why didn't you help him out? You know?
Right.
He was an artist that made you a lot of money. $50,000 is nothing to you. Like, could you just help our guy out?
Yeah.
And then it turns out that Diddy did reach out to him, which we found out a few days after that.
Mm-hmm.
And now Diddy's outlet is the outlet announcing that he passed away.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. Like,
so people were side-eyeing it. I didn't side-eye it because I knew that Diddy had just gotten into contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the news that just came out. So they probably would have been the first people to know if they were the last people that were in contact with him. So
that is true. Because when I saw that people started resharing it and things like that, and everybody was going back to Revolt posted, because a lot of people in the comments were like, is this true? Is another like DMX situation where like you don't know or anything?
Right.
And then when I went to go search it, like really nothing had popped up. You know, usually TMZ break it or something else break it, but Revolt TV had tweeted it out and put it on their Instagram, and I mean, yeah, everybody was relying like, well, I guess it is true.
Yeah. Once, and I know like Revolt doesn't just post stuff based off hearsay.
Yeah.
So once they put it, I knew it was pretty much true. And I'm like, oh, well, Diddy was just linking up with him or whatever the case was. So I'm like, that's probably the first person that knew probably was there when mm-hmm. it happened.
Yeah. 'Cause
this is all within a span of a few days, you know?
Right.
So it's just sad, man, because this didn't have to happen. Had people known before that he was going through all that stuff, like, people would have been able to try and help him out earlier. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we just found out about it a few days ago.
Right. And it's just sad that he's like, he was young too. 51 is young.
Young. Like DMX was 50. He was 51.
Yeah.
That's just like, yo, you have so much life left to live. So hopefully we don't lose anybody else in hip hop, man. It's been a tough few weeks.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely can't take another one right now.
And since we brought up DMX too, they just announced the plans for his funeral recently as well.
They are planning to, well, they announced that they're going to have it at the Barclays Center.
Oh, yeah.
In Brooklyn on Saturday, April 24th.
Okay.
And at first it was going to be, it said a public memorial, but now some stuff has changed.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I saw it too. When I first saw it, I'm like, okay, everybody's going to be pulling up.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a big thing.
Especially since it's the Barclays, and the Barclays can fit almost 20,000 people. It's like, I'm thinking it's gonna be open to the public.
As it should have been, like, because you had so many fans and people can come out. You're in New York, you know, they would just work out. But it says that a source involved with the planning of the event was saying that the decision has been made to close the event to the public and limit it to just close friends and family. You know, the arena can seat 19,000 people, but it's only permitted a 10% capacity. But but the memorial will be live streamed, so you can see it from the comfort of your home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, man. It's about whatever his family, his loved ones want. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
X gave himself to the world through his music, through his movies, through all of the various antics over the years. So if the family just want to have it for just them, that's fine too. You know.
Yeah, but it's crazy to think of, like, when like the other big celebrities have passed, like Michael Jackson or Aaliyah or Tupac or Biggie, how you see, like, the video footage of, like, all these big crowds of people and these vigils and things like that. And it's just like, can we ever, like, get stuff like that again with COVID or just, like,
you know,
personal decisions?
But you know people are going to be outside anyway. It's going to be crazy outside the Barclays Center. They're going to have to shut it down. They're going to have to set up a perimeter to stop people from trying to, you know, be there, because they're going to pull up. They're going to have the vigils and all that. Like, this is just what happens after someone who's so loved worldwide dies. Like, you saw it with Nipsey. You saw it with Kobe. Like, people are going to pull up. You can't stop people from pulling up. You can stop them from going inside, but they're going to pull up.
They're going to be around the building for sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely be tuned in to the live stream.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Now, another thing a lot of people were tuned into was the Jake Paul fight this Saturday.
Yeah, it went down. Big event. Seeing if Jake Paul could really... He talks so much about being, like, a best fighter and things like that. So a lot of people want to see, like, can he really fight? And as far as the fight goes, it was like a total knockout. And, like, I think the fight lasted 4 minutes. First round against Ben Askren, he got knocked out. And Jake Paul won the fight. Well, besides talking about the fight, the performances that they had...
Yes. Two.
I think Doja Cat performed and Saweetie also performed.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were talking about Saweetie's performance.
Right.
Because if you saw, like, the actual, there's a bunch of live streams going on, but if you saw, like, the main one, she was performing her song. But there was one live stream where somehow whoever was in charge of it just cut off her performance and was playing another song.
Okay.
So the song they had started playing was Rasputin and then Sandstorm.
Okay, random, super random.
And of course, a lot of people were like, it's real, but they showed the live stream where someone in the comments was like, why are they playing Rasputin and Sandstorm? And a lot of people were saying, how much did Quavo pay to mess up her performance?
Oh man, that darn Quavo.
Yeah. They're saying they did Saweetie dirty. I want to know, like, why would they change it?
They were trying to be funny. That's all it was. They were trying to be funny.
Yeah. They're also saying she was lip syncing her performance too, but
I mean,
that's another discussion. if she was really lip syncing.
What do they expect, honestly? To be honest, what do they expect? Was she dancing too?
Yeah, she's dancing, like, full choreography, like.
Yeah, so you know, everybody's not Beyonce, all right? Everybody's not going to be able to execute the vocals and execute the dancing at the same time. Some people got to lip sync a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it's more of a standstill performance, that's when they just rap or sing, whatever, without the background vocals, without lip singing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not mad at her on the lip singing thing.
Yeah.
But them replacing her song with something else, that was petty.
That
whoever
was petty.
Did that, you are petty. Just know that.
It's simply just because Saweetie is out here trying to, it's a big performance to be on, like, a big fight like this.
Right.
That a lot of people pay-per-view and things. and some streaming service just messes up her performance. That's crazy. Petty.
Okay, another thing that was causing a lot of confusion was a Lil Durk show in Phoenix this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like some gunshots were fired. Things got a little chaotic, a little crazy. And now somebody might even be pressing charges.
Yeah. So the official report from the show, which they were calling it Smirkcella.
Okay, Smirkcella.
It had Pusha T also there and Coi Leray. And of course, Lil Durk. But it says that it was reported to police about 10 o'clock p.m. local time that a crowd was exiting a venue near the North 32nd Street and then shots were fired. Mm-hmm. Officers did not locate any victims from gunshot wounds, but a few people suffered non-life-threatening injuries from attempting to flee the area. And this right now is an ongoing investigation with everything that's been going on.
Oh, yeah. It can get crazy when people start running. When first of all, I'm sure there was a lot of black people at this show.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When one black person starts running in a frantic manner, everybody's going to start running. We run first. We ask questions later. Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't have to hear the gunshots ourselves. We don't have to see the danger. If we know you're running from danger, our instincts are going to tell us to run from danger too.
Yes.
So if you have however many thousand people all running at the same time, mm-hmm. somebody's going to get trampled. Somebody's going to get tripped up. Somebody's going to hurt. Somebody's going to bust their face open, bust their head open. Like, that's just what's going to happen when people start running. So
yes.
I'm not surprised that a few people got a couple injuries, and I didn't think somebody was going to press charges, but like, what happened with that? Cause it must've been something serious.
Yes. Yeah, so a woman named Taji, she flew to this show from Newark, New Jersey to see him perform. And she went to what was being reported by the Shade Room that she was one of the people injured when people were trying to get out. And
oh, wow.
She was saying, she received cuts to her legs as a result from the stampede. She claims that the show was going off without a hitch until the end when people reacted to the loud noise and began to rant. So she was like, my anger isn't toward Lil Durk, but her issue is with the establishment and putting thousands of people at risk and the way they handled everything. She is going to be taking legal action, I'm guessing, on the venue.
Okay.
And really not so much on Lil Durk or the celebrity who is performing. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's good because that's not his fault. Like, he can't control that people started running.
Yeah, like, and one thing that was also interesting is some people are reporting that a mic dropping loudly is what may have sent some of the fans into a frenzy believing it to be a gunshot.
Oh.
So even if there was or weren't gunshots, there are definitely people who got injured from people leaving based on this mic dropping to create that type of sound.
Thinking that it's gunshots.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, that's what happens. All mm-hmm. right, I get it. Okay, well, that's a good note to end on today. That pretty much sums up the weekend.
Yeah, basically, it's a little weekend wrap-up.
Yes, mm-hmm. But tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is, right?
Time to get high, high, high.
Every day.
Hey.
High, high, high. Every night.
Period.
It's about to be that time. 420, okay?
420.
You know we got to cover some 420-related topics on our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop news edition of yes. 420. So I can't wait.
Yes. Let's give them a little breather to get ready for the 420 episode tomorrow.
Get your lungs ready for tomorrow's episode, okay?
Exactly.
Ingest responsibly.
Please do.
All right, that concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, follow our Instagrams too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything. Asia is A-S-H-I-A, Sky is S-K-Y-E.
And follow me on Instagram and Twitter too at A-Dub, that's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.